Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game two between the Mets and the Phillies. Mets with a big win last night, and today it was Coby Allard against Luis Severino. No Francisco Lindor in the leadoff spot today. Instead, it was Jose Iglesias who led off the game with a base hit. Coby Allard responded with strikeouts of the next two before issuing three consecutive walks to Alonso Martinez and Marte to score Iglesias. That gave the Mets a 1-0 lead and looking to burst out with the bases loaded and two outs. Unfortunately, they could not. Francisco Alvarez flied out on the first pitch to end the rally in the top of the first. In the bottom half, Severino struck out Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner to start the outing, and with two outs, faced Bryce Harper.
2-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three. That retires the side. He got him with a sweeper, and Luis Severino has struck out the side in the first inning.
Yeah, Luis Severino was off to a flying start with our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. In the top of the second inning, the Mets got what looked like a two-out double from Jose Iglesias. He went in standing to second base, but slipped off the bag for a moment, and what appeared to be a routine double ended up being reviewed and determined that Iglesias was off the bag, and Trey Turner had applied the tag. So that ended the top of the second inning. Severino came out in the bottom half with another 1-2-3 frame, including his fourth strikeout. On to the third, Mark Vientos led off with a double into the corner and left. Brandon Nimmo then chased him to third with a base hit up the middle. That put runners at the corners for Pete Alonso.
Pitch to Alonso. Hit on the ground down the third baseline. Diving stop by Clemens. He steps, throws to first, gets it there on one hop, but it gets away. Alonso is safe. Harper has to chase after it. Vientos scores from third. Nimmo goes to third, and it's 2-0 Mets. Now Clemens made a diving play to his right, and Vientos stopped at third on contact. And so the ground ball wasn't going to get it done. The run came in to score when Clemens' throw got by Harper at first base.
Yeah, it was a really impressive play by Cody Clemens, but the error charged to him on the throw. Nimmo to third, the Mets with a 2-0 lead. J.D. Martinez next. He popped out to right for the first out, and that brought up Starling Marte.
0-1. Hit hard towards second, and over a leaping shot into right center, a base hit. That one goes all the way to the wall. Nimmo scores. Alonso getting waved in. He hits third and heads home. The cutoff throw heading home. Not in time. Two-run score. Marte's at third. 4-0 Mets in the third inning.
And that's our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger. 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Two runs batted in for Starling Marte, an early 4-0 lead, but they'd settle for just the three runs. Francisco Alvarez struck out and Harrison Bader flied out to end the top of the third. Severino in the bottom half set down the first two Phillies before allowing a single to Cal Stevenson for the Phillies' first base runner. That was it, though. Kyle Schwarber grounded out to end the third. 4-0 Mets after three. On to the fourth. Allard was done. Taiwan Walker took over, and Luis Angel Acuna led off.
2-0. Bouncing ball up the middle towards center field and through, a base hit for Luis Angel Acuna, his first major league hit. And the Mets at the top step of the dugout signaling, give me that baseball. A memory for Acuna today. He's on with a leadoff single in the fourth inning. And look at that smile.
Yeah, memory indeed for Luis Angel Acuna, his first major league hit. Unfortunately, he was erased quickly on a 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Jose Iglesias. Mets would get one more hit in the inning on a Mark Vientos single, but nothing else against Walker in the fourth. In the bottom half, with one out, Bryce Harper came to the plate.
Pitch to Harper. Lefty swings and drives this ball to deep left. Nimmo looks up. This one is gone. Six rows back into the seats in left center field. Bryce Harper gets Philadelphia on the board. Snaps Severino's good start to this one. The Met lead is now 4-1 in the fourth.
Yeah, and for Bryce Harper, it was his first home run in 30 games, and the Phillies were on the board 4-1. Severino bounced back with a couple of groundouts and held Philadelphia to 1. 4-1 Mets after 4. The score remained 4-1 through 5.5. Severino and Taiwan Walker at this point were just trading zeros. On to the bottom of the sixth inning, Severino set down the first two Phillies of the inning, but he then walked Trey Turner with two outs, and that brought up Harper once again.
Payoff pitch to Harper. Swung on, hit in the air to right field and deep. Forget it. This ball is gone into the lower right field stands behind Starling Marte. Bryce Harper, who had not homered in over a month, has now homered in two straight plate appearances. He now has 28 home runs. Turner scores in front of him, and this is a one-run game. It's the Mets 4 and the Phillies 3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Second home run in as many at-bats for Bryce Harper. Severino stopped the bleeding there. Nick Castellanos flied out to end the inning, but it was now just a one-run game after six. Orion Kerkering took over for Taiwan Walker, three scoreless innings in relief, and he set the Mets down in order. Equally, Luis Severino was done after six innings. Three hits, three runs, one walk, five strikeouts. Danny Young took over for the Mets. Bryson Stott and JT Realmuto greeted him with base hits to put runners at first and second. Brandon Marsh then sacrificed them to second and third for the first out. Now in a one-run game in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Phillies went to their bench and called on Weston Wilson. Carlos Mendoza countered with Reed Garrett, and Garrett won a six-pick pitch battle, froze Wilson with a 99-mile-per-hour fastball for the second out. Now two outs, two in scoring position, and the nine-hole hitter, Cal Stevenson, up for Philadelphia.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a drive in the air, right field line out to the wall. It is off the top of the fence. This will give the Phillies the lead. Stott is in. Realmuto is in. Marte fields and fires in towards second. Cal Stevenson has hit a two-run double off the right field wall. It is 5-4 Phillies in the seventh.
Two-run double for Stevenson. The Phillies with five unanswered runs and a 5-4 lead in the seventh inning. Order flipped for Kyle Schwarber. He walked to put runners at first and second. Trey Turner next. Garrett got him to stop the bleeding with a strikeout. But the Mets now down by a run on to the eighth inning. Jeff Hoffman took over for Philadelphia, and J.D. Martinez led off.
Hoffman's 1-1. Swinging a high fly ball to pretty deep center. Stevenson back. It might go. He's at the wall. He jumps. He made the catch. Stevenson just took a home run away from J.D. Martinez as he reached up to the top of and beyond the left center field fence and absolutely committed highway robbery, taking a game-tying home run away from J.D. Martinez. It's the first out in the eighth inning. Well, suddenly it's the Cal Stevenson show.
Yeah, it certainly did seem like that. Some kind of sequence for Cal Stevenson, a go-ahead double in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then he took away what would have been a game-tying home run off the bat of J.D. Martinez in the eighth. Hoffman then hit Starling Marte to put the tying run on. That was it, though, for the Mets. The next two batters flied out against Hoffman to end the top of the eighth. In the bottom of the inning, a one-out single by Nick Castellanos put some insurance on for Philadelphia. After Bryson Stott popped out, there were two away. Castellanos still at first, and JT Realmuto up at the plate.
Realmuto, good speed, too. He's a catcher. First pitch, that's lined to left center, hustling over is Nimmo. He's not going to get it. It's in for a hit. Castellanos on his way to third. Nimmo up with the ball. Castellanos digging for the plate. Acuna will not make a relay throw. Castellanos scores. Realmuto is standing at second with a double and a run batted in, and the Phillies now lead 6-4.
So a two-out double by Realmuto. Phillies with a two-run lead. Ryan Stanek ended the rally there with a strikeout of Brandon Marsh, but the Mets were chasing two on to the ninth. Carlos Estevez on for Philadelphia. Luis Angel Acuna led off the inning with a base hit, his second of the night. Jose Iglesias then lined out softly to second for out number one. Mark Vientos up, a wild pitch advanced Acuna to second with one away. But Vientos then grounded out back to the mound. Acuna stayed put at second. And the last chance for the Mets with two outs was Brandon Nimmo.
0-2 to Nimmo. Here's the pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop Turner. Throws to first in time and the ball game is over. The Philadelphia Phillies, who once trailed 4-0 in this game, have come back to even this series at a game apiece.